The Pentagon is developing a new kind of non-lethal weapon, an electromagnetic wave gun that can cause severe pain, but no lasting damage. Commentator Jeff Steinbrink says that's a definite improvement over traditional weapon systems.
Until a little while ago, I had no reason to picture myself as a gunslinger. The men in my family never had anything but bad luck with guns, and the women in my family never needed them. Never needed guns, I mean. What turned me around was news that the Pentagon has spent $40 million inventing a weapon that can put a person in a world of hurt without hurting him for keeps. It's what any fourth grader would call a ray gun, and what the U.S. military refers to as an active denial system. Whatever. The gun fires electromagnetic waves that can penetrate clothing at distances up to 700 yards and make a person feel like somebody's tattooing him with a branding iron. As soon as the shooting stops, so does the pain. You could stand on your own front porch and stir-fry your brother-in-law two blocks away. He'd wriggle for a while like a worm on hot pavement, then be just fine. And so would you. It's safe, absolutely safe, says Colonel George P. Fenton, the Marine in charge of the gun's development. There are no lasting effects. He means physical effects. You'll see a change in your brother-in-law. The active denial ray gun comes out of the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program run by the Department of Defense and seems to me an improvement over the way the military usually spends our money. I like non-lethal weapons, and not just because, like flightless birds, flying squirrels, and painless dentists, they're odd. I like them because the kid in me remembers non-lethal weapons even better than Colonel Fenton's electromagnetic gizmo. I remember play ray guns that could make a victim freeze like a statue, or flop down on the ground and count to 25 before carrying on. I'd like to see the Department of Defense beat that. I'd like to see Colonel Fenton's team come up with a ray gun that makes people do the antler dance, or form a human pyramid, or talk like Alan Greenspan. Let's spend some tax dollars on non-lethal weaponry that can immobilize a bad guy with laughter, or hives, or hiccups, or a crushing sense of his own inadequacy. Imagine a shootout where instead of bleeding, the loser bursts out singing Funky Town or the national anthem of Portugal. Think of going up against a modern army equipped with a weapon that could put your feet to sleep. Godspeed, Colonel Fenton. May the next generation of your active denial system kindle not just our hides, but our imaginations. And if there comes a time when someone tries to confiscate my weapon, may he have to pry it from my stiff fingers as they wave rhythmically over my head, making like antlers.
The comments of Jeff Steinbrink, a writer who teaches at Franklin and Marshall College.